Javen is a spiritual podcaster and host of the podcast Planet Jave, and he's with us here today. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Yes, I'm doing great today. Now, first of all, can you just describe your podcast to us, basically, and what the whole idea of it is?
Yes, so my podcast, I like to call it a collection of my perception and thoughts, a journey to freedom through God.
Yeah.
And it's mainly about the lessons in life that I've learned, some of the circumstances and situations that I've overcome, and how God has kind of saved me from myself, essentially.
Yeah. And how did you come up with the idea for it?
The idea came to me through a dream last year in June.
That's incredible. I guess a lot of ideas come from unexpected places.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of the ideas you get from dreams are kind of useless. So what was it about this one that stuck, do you think?
It was out of my comfort zone. Prior to the moment I decided to do the podcast, I hadn't really used my voice much. So I was kind of suppressed as a being. I wasn't able to really express much. So it was very liberating, and I wanted to challenge myself. So it was kind of the perfect way to kind of put myself out there without putting myself out there, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. And before you came up with the idea for this podcast, had you done any type of podcasting or radio or something like that before? Or was this a completely new adventure?
It was a completely new adventure for me.
Yeah, wow. So what made you come up with the idea as doing it as a podcast rather than, I don't know, a blog or something?
I hadn't really used my voice up until that point, as I said earlier. I went through a traumatic experience when I was younger, and it left me suppressed, where I wasn't able to express myself. I had PTSD and stuff from I don't really want to go into the situation, but I got attacked by pit bulls in 2008.
Wow.
And that left me with a lot of issues. And so for a 10-year span, I was just suppressed. I wasn't able to express myself in any way. And so this was kind of a way to reclaim that time. And it was like therapy for me, because I was able to express things that I've never talked about before.
Yeah, I guess talking about things just helps overall, probably more so than what would happen if you were doing a blog where you'd be typing about things. I guess that would help in a way, but it's maybe not the same as physically opening your mouth and saying it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So in the podcast, you do sound like you know exactly what you're talking about and you're kind of an expert. Is that genuine, that you know all this stuff, or do you do a little bit of research before recording?
It's a little bit of both. If I can, I like to do research just so I'm not just putting anything out there. I always want to come from a space of truth. But for the most part, most of it is just knowledge that I've gone through and experienced, and just, you know, the wisdom that life has given me. So it's a little bit of both.
Mm. It's great to have a host that has experience and wisdom that they'd gained, because otherwise anyone could just host it and it wouldn't be unique, I guess.
Yeah, it's very true.
Yeah. So of all the episodes you've done, would you say you've got any favorites in there at all?
Yeah, actually, I got like 5 episodes that I really love. I created them all in different spaces on my journey, but anytime I listen to them, they always immediately kind of raise my vibration and just make me feel good. And I hope that, you know, it does the same with other people. But the 5 podcasts are, I have a podcast called Your Perspective Dictates Your Experience, another one called Personality, another called Powerful Words, which I recorded earlier on when I first started the podcast. It's a little different. Another called Raise Your Vibration, and lastly, one called About Love.
Yeah. And you've done so many different topics. How do you decide what you're going to cover in each episode?
Oh, it's all intuition based. Whatever is laid on my heart at that time is what I tend to speak about. I also try to keep it cohesive. So if I'm talking about spiritual topics pertaining to spiritual sleep or just the idea of the dream world, I try to keep it pretty cohesive and, you know, put episodes that flow together. That way you can listen to one and then listen to another. But they're just ideas that come to me. And I want to say that that's all from God. You know, I don't really take credit for those ideas, but they kind of come to me and I just seize the moment and jump on them right when they come.
Yeah, you're a medium, I guess.
In a sense, yes. Yeah. Definitely an empath.
Mm, yeah. And I noticed that one of the episodes is fresh out of REM :1. Does that mean there's a part 2 on the way?
Yes. I've actually have a couple episodes already recorded. That is a series that I just started where I basically just, as soon as I wake up, whatever intuitive downloads that I get or whatever I experience in the spiritual planes, I bring that back here and just share it. I started this series because usually when I wake up, you know, the ideas are fresh, everything is fresh. So I just wanted to kind of, again, seize that moment and jump on those topics and ideas while I could.
Yeah, that's such an interesting idea, I suppose, doing it when you are fresh as a person.
Yes.
Yeah. Who would you say the target audience is for listening to it?
Honestly, I would say open-minded individuals that are trying to grow or on their spiritual journeys. I don't really have a targeted audience or anything. I try to speak in a way where I can reach anyone, yeah, whether or not from the same walk of life or not. I like it to be very diverse in a sense where, you know, anyone can listen to it from the age 5 all the way up into 50, you know.
Yeah, definitely. And would you say that it's for particularly religious or spiritual people, or does that not really have to matter?
Surprisingly, when I first started the podcast, it was mainly the audience was spiritual and religious groups, Christians, and just people on spiritual journeys. But as it's developed, I've noticed that a lot of people who are just curious in spirituality or curious about Christianity have really been gravitating towards it. And that's been kind of a really interesting experience because I didn't even realize people were into those things that weren't Christians or, you know, spiritual people.
Yeah, and I guess maybe spirituality is something that people might see the word and think it's not for them when actually it is, because exactly. I think I'm right in saying you don't have to be religious to still be spiritual, right?
Exactly, 100%. And that's kind of what my podcast is really about, is just really helping people, and not even people, but myself as well, by sharing my lessons and, you know, things that I've went through in life in order to help grow in a sense, because to me, love and growth, they kind of go hand in hand, and learning how to love yourself through every stage of life possible. It's harder than others, you know, at sometimes, but it's important. It's important. Everybody can benefit from growing.
That's for sure. So when you're not doing this podcast, what kind of things do you like to take your time doing?
I'm a creative individual. I'm really into art and design. My day job is an architect, so I spend a lot of time just building and creating. I'm a design architect, so I build houses and create houses and things of that nature. But outside of that, I love drawing and painting and just more so being as creative as possible, for several reasons. One, because when I was a kid, I was super creative and I've always just held on to that part of myself as I've gotten older and tried to remain in a space where I can still be that creative child. But also it gives me, I feel that everything is inspiration.
Yeah.
So, you know, my everyday life, everything, I can pull inspiration from this or that, from a tree or from the sky. And so I try to create something out of everything around me.
And architecture looks like quite a fun job, is it?
Oh, it's interesting. It's fun until you have to do the detailing work, because everything is very detailed in architecture, from a wall to a window. It's very spot on. But outside of that, I really do enjoy it. It's something I was doing when I was a kid. I was a child that loved building Legos and playing like Minecraft and things. And those really gave me the freedom to just let my mind create freely. And now that I'm older, architecture is more, it's like the adult version of Minecraft or Sims.
Yeah.
So it's really cool, but it also can be very hard at times as well.
Yeah. One of my favorite shows to watch here in the UK is called Grand Designs. And it's basically about usually a couple who are building a house, and you just get to see it from the start. And it's so fun to watch. I don't know why, just the whole design of everything. You should watch it sometime.
Oh yeah, I should definitely check it out.
I don't know how it works in America, if you can see it, but I'm sure there's a way, legal or not.
Yes.
Well, in the not too distant future, what kind of podcast episodes have you got coming up for us, or is it all top secret?
It's somewhat top secret, but actually I have a lot of episodes already recorded. I don't ever really stop recording. Right now I'm about to release my 50th episode of the podcast, but I have about 300 that are just in the vault, ready to be released at any time. So it's kind of a surprise. It just depends on the timing. I'm all about timing. So when I get the intuition to put something out is when I try to put it out.
Yeah, I like that you've got a load in the vault. That's kind of like having a load of money as savings. You've got that safety net.
Yes, yes.
Well, where are we able to find the podcast if we'd like to listen to it?
The podcast is available pretty much on any podcast streaming platform. It's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Overcast, Anchor, Breaker, Radio Republic, and all other forms as well.
Great. Well, thanks very much for joining us here on the show this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me.